Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got a new look. It looks different. It is different. We've got some different ways to use our site. I hope you check it out. I hope you take a look at it, see what you think, and let me know what you think. I think we've got one or two little wrinkles still to work out, but we wanted to go ahead and launch it this weekend, and we did. And so I hope you like it. We built it just for you, so you could help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Okay, I want to switch subjects completely and talk about what's been going on across America. And it all began last September. If you remember, last September was the beginning of the meltdown really happened in 07. But we kind of were in, you know, it was kind of under the radar. We lost Bear Stearns in February of 08. We lost Lehman and basically AIG and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in September a year ago in 08. And September was a pretty scary month, wasn't it? That was the month that the government decided that they needed to do the TARP program. And under President Bush and under a Republican House, I guess I've forgotten who had control of Congress, but it was still a lot more Republicans than there are today, and the president was a Republican. The government decided we needed to throw a bunch of money at this problem. The citizens came out of the woodwork. People rose up from the hinterlands and fly over America and said, "We don't want this." And consequently, the first attempt failed. And they came back, and they twisted some elbows. They did some classic politicianing, and they finally got it passed. But that was one of the reasons why a lot of Republicans lost their job in November. They got voted out. They literally got voted out. It made people so mad that they spent all that money on what a lot of people thought wasn't necessary, and so that was one of the reasons for the change in the government in November. And so my point is, Americans rose up about something they felt very strongly about, and I for one was very excited to see that. It doesn't matter whether I agreed with them or not. I really was deferring to some of the people that I trust in this issue, and they thought it was something that needed to be done. So I guess you could say I was for it. But even though I may have disagreed with what the masses were saying, I was excited about that. I thought that was a great thing to happen, and I thought we need more of that. I remember talking about it on the show, and I said, we need more of this. We need the American electorate to pay more attention to what's happening in Washington, D.C., and to get more upset about things that are being done. There's so much been handed to us, ladies and gentlemen, that's not good for America by our government, Republican and Democrats. We've been given so much stuff over the years because we've allowed it to happen. We haven't let them know how we feel about these things. So this got started back in September of 08, and it was a good thing. So here, now comes the new government, and they have something that they really want to push for. And they pushed all the chips to the middle of the table on this one issue. And we've talked about it, and you've heard me say this before, and that's the Obama administration and their Democrat leadership in Congress have pushed all their chips to the middle of the table on health care reform. And they tried to push it through. They tried to go too fast. They didn't compromise enough. This is a classic political mistake. Both parties do it when they have control. They didn't compromise. They didn't work this thing through. They just decided that this is what they wanted to do, and they were going to hand it to you and me on a silver platter and make us eat it. Well, guess what? America rose up, as they did in September a year ago, and they said, no, America has risen up and is saying no. All these town hall meetings, all this energy, all this passion, folks, that's not contrived. This is not organized. I'm not saying none of it is, but primarily the reaction to what the government wants to do to reform health care. Basically, reform is not a correct word, because that doesn't accurately describe what's happening. The government's desire to take over our health care system, if not today, ultimately, 16-17% of our national economy, trying to make us more like Europe, our government's desire to do that didn't truck well with the electorate. And so the people have risen up and said, no, we don't want this. And so it's going to be beat back. It's going to change. And you know how I feel about the health care reform debate. I think we should wind up with no legislation at all this year, because the real reform, the 21st century options to reform that should be on the table, are not even being discussed. They're not even considered as of right now. So based on that, I think we should have no legislation. I don't want the camel's nose under the tent. I want to kill the camel. I want to run the camel off. And so I don't want this state-run government health care pushed through. And neither do a lot of people in America. They rose up, and I think, regardless of how you feel about that, this particular issue, if you're an American, if you love the way the process is supposed to work, you got to be happy that Americans said, I like or I don't like, and they got up on their up off their backsides and told people about it. I like that. I think that's good for America. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.